FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Construction has begun on a new clinic in Mgungundlovu, which will bring medical care closer to 15,000 people in Mpolweni. KZN Health says they're having to travel some 15 kilometres to the nearest facility. Northdale Hospital is located around 25 k's away. MEC Nomagugu Simelane says the 70 million rand health facility will be up and running in 18 months.
This project also aims to enhance people's skills because we've seen that some individuals are not skilled enough, but they end up learning a lot from these projects. We are also looking into hiring more people between 15 and 20 permanently to ensure smooth operation at the clinic.
Just speaking at a soil turning ceremony this week. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the government's still fixing the damage done by apartheid. In his Workers' Day address, he said high unemployment levels remain one of their key priorities.
We still need to remove the barriers that kept African colored and Indian South Africans from full and equal participation in the economy.
Stats SA said in February that the unemployment rate went up to 32.1% in the fourth quarter of 2023. Ramaphosa was speaking in Cape Town yesterday.
We still need to provide our people with basic requirements for a decent life, houses, electricity, water, food and healthcare. We still need to undo the effects of Bantu education to transform our schools completely.
Kasantu Solipeto says while there are still many challenges that need to be addressed, he's pleased with the progress made so far.
We have the national minimum wage today. This is the battle that Kasantu has fought for years. Today, vulnerable workers, in particular domestic workers, farm workers, construction workers, security workers, those who does not have or belong to the collective bargaining council, they are not supposed to earn anything less than 27.58 per hour.
And the areas crossing into the northern parts of Gaza has been reopened for aid. There's been international pressure on the Israeli government to allow more assistance to flow into the strip. Before the Hamas attacks on the 7th of October, it was the main civilian crossing point into Israel. Reuters news agency says Israel's letting aid trucks pass through the checkpoint after pressure from the U.S. A recap of our lead story. Construction has begun on a new clinic in Mgungundlovu, which will bring medical care closer to 15,000 people in Mpolweni. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.